me ask you something. When you come in on Monday and you're not feeling real well, does anyone ever say to you, sounds like someone has a case of the Mondays?
No. No, man. No, man.
I am the chosen one.
I love you folks very much.
U.S. presidential history could be made this week. That's if former President Donald Trump is indicted by a Manhattan grand jury following an investigation into hush money paid for an alleged sexual encounter with Stormy Daniels. Mr. Trump referred to the allegations as old and fully debunked. He also implored supporters to save America, calling on them to protest, protest, protest.
This is the Trevor Carey Show. On the Valley's Power Talk. Would you come my
way? And so you're talking about this situation with, and look, I don't know what goes into paying hush money to a porn star to secure silence over some type of alleged affair. I can't speak to that. But what I can speak to is that if you have a prosecutor who is ignoring crimes happening every single day in his jurisdiction, and he chooses to go back many, many years ago to try to use something about porn star hush money payments, you know, that's an example of pursuing a political agenda.
Well, it's officially spring. It sprung at 2:24 p.m., some 43 minutes ago, so welcome to spring. Well, I guess if they can't beat him, don't join him, indict him, right?
This fake news was indeed fake news.
Well, the saying the arrest might happen tomorrow, or was that Trump saying the arrest is going to happen tomorrow so that everybody would get back to talking about Trump and not DeSantis and not Joe Biden's problems in China? I don't know anymore.
We don't want fake news.
Okay. Business Insider said, hold on. One more witness needs to testify. I guess that's happening this afternoon. The grand jury could reach a vote. Might be doing it right now on whether or not to actually indict Trump for trying to buy a hooker silence. That's what it is. There are several steps between the final testimony and the vote, but New York City's putting up steel barriers today. So I don't know, just guessing, probably something might be happening tomorrow. Steel barriers up outside of the Manhattan Criminal Court. I thought what DeSantis said and stayed out of it was pretty good. Now this reporter to DeSantis asking is he going to have any role in this? You know, I heard reports of real hardcore Trump supporters saying, hey, Governor DeSantis should call out the National Guard and put it around Mar-a-Lago. We'll put all our cars around. We'll all surround it. They won't be able to get to him, right?
Indictment, and if you have any role in it, if charges are brought on him, will you have any role in extradition to New York?
So I've seen rumors swirl. I have not seen any facts yet, and so I don't know what's going to happen. But I do know this. The Manhattan District Attorney is a Soros-funded prosecutor. And so he, like other Soros-funded prosecutors, they weaponize their office to impose a political agenda on society at the expense of the rule of law and public safety.
Yep, that's true. And that is happening. We'll talk more about this DA there in Manhattan. But putting up all the barriers, announcement, every production needs a good stage setup, right?
You're CNN. You're fake news. You have an agenda.
All right, Mr. President. House Oversight subpoenaed the bank records, right, of Biden with the communist Chinese and finding out that, well, look, The few days after Hunter Biden, now remember, actually said it's his. Remember the laptop. We now have bank records, and that normally would get a sitting president in trouble, or even a former president in trouble, dealing with our communist enemies and taking checks and all this. And this indictment, it is a distraction. It's exactly what it is. House Judiciary Committee's demanding that the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg testify before Congress. And he's the one that's the guy. Now, Committee Chairman Jim Jordan sent a letter to Bragg demanding his testimony. Jordan wrote, in light of the serious consequences of your actions, we expect that you will testify about what plainly appears to be a politically motivated prosecutorial decision. Now, Trump posted on True Social that one of the most important witnesses is testifying today. He said, according to Trump, the surprise witness is a highly respected lawyer. Today, here's what Trump posted in all caps. All caps, again. I mean, why not, right? The information he will present will supposedly be conclusive and irrefutable. Witch hunt, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. This DA is going back to a case from 2016. He's trying to bring it back to life right here. What he's trying to do is get a misdemeanor for falsifying financial records like Hillary just got fined for doing, and we'll get to that in a minute, and turning that into prosecution of a federal crime. The federal crime that they're trying to build out of this is failure to report a payment of $130,000 to a former prostitute, Stormy Daniels, to hush up the affair. Why is it? Isn't that funny how they interject the words porn star in there, like porn star Stormy Daniels? The only difference between a hooker prostitute and a porn star is a signature on a piece of paper and lights, camera, action. They're getting paid to do the exact same thing, right? So I refer to that as a payment of $130,000 to a prostitute. A legal prostitute, I guess we'll call that. This was before the presidential election, and this DA is trying to say it was effective, a campaign donation. Well, look at that. Trump and Chavez and Bredefeld got some in common. They all these problems about campaign donations, right? They couldn't transfer theirs here locally was the problem. The Justice Department said the prosecution here that not only did his predecessor, now get this, this is this guy Bragg, his predecessor, Cyrus Vance, he didn't bring the case, but actually Bragg stopped the whole prosecution when he got in there. And then one of this Manhattan George Soros DA Bragg lead prosecutors, he resigned and he wrote a book on prosecuting Trump. And I guess the pressure was just too much after one of his former prosecutors actually wrote that book. I don't know why he's now pulling this up, because we know the puppet strings, right? It's the swamp is there. The deep state is there. This is a real, this is kind of a weirder, scarier time than anything that is actually happened. If this is follow soon, we see him, former President Trump in the orange jumpsuit and the shackles and the handcuffs, like lock her up, right? The limit is 2 years for a misdemeanor. And even if they can't turn this into a felony, it's not clear if they can meet the 5-year limitation on that. He's going to have to convince a court that the former president paid the hush money just for the sole purpose of the election. Now, he can get in and he can argue that, hey, a married man has other reasons to pay something to avoid a scandal in his own marriage, right? This is exactly John Edwards, former Democrat, well, probably still a Democrat, former presidential candidate John Edwards. Also, wasn't he the VP? Who's he the VP for? Where's this all go back? I'm trying to think something. But this is the case that it's failed. It failed. They tried to go after John Edwards for this. This failed in prior prosecutions that they put back. Just last year, Hillary was fined by the FEC, the Federal Election Commission. Investigation showed that her and the DNC, remember, they misreported payments. You know these names. The law firm Perkins Coie hired research firm Fusion GPS and then made up the evidence that it part of the Steele dossier, which they all used to impeach Trump. The Clinton campaign, they put these expenses that they paid to Perkins Coie for opposition research as, quote, legal services. And for that, Hillary was made to pay a fine of $113,000. On the flip side, Trump's facing potential felony indictment over recording payments that he made to his attorney that were paid out to Stormy Daniels in hush money as legal fees. So Hillary got a $113,000 fine, and Trump might be in handcuffs. Same charges. You didn't do your payments to lawyer right as legal fees. You were passing on the money for other purposes. It's the exact same thing. Trump, he actually tried to keep a, we'll call it a relationship, he didn't want to make public, while Hillary built up all the lies and the false information to actually try and unseat a president from the White House. You want to put those on the old scale? Now, listen, now that Trump has hurt my feelings and blaming pro-life Republicans for the midterm losses, yeah, I do have a little bit of a different feel about all of this now. Yeah, I do. I mean, we gave him a lot of passes, didn't we? Things that we would be like, can you imagine Bill Clinton having an affair? We can't have a president like that, right? That would cheat on his wife. If you cheat on your wife, you'll cheat on anybody. Attitude. We let that all slide and pass. Now, listen, Trump does not deserve to be arrested. Now, that's according to my feeling, everything that I'm saying right now. But let's go to Maggie Hagerman, the Hag lady with the New York Times. And I'm not afraid to actually say when a Democrat says something that I go, well, you're right. I can't say that I have the facts. Do you?
Well, I know that his folks are suggesting this is a weak case. They don't actually know what the evidence is. What it is trivial compared to the other inquiries. That doesn't mean there won't be a conviction, and they have to be mindful of that.
Now, you're not going to be able to take what we do know right now that's on the surface. That was an old case from 2016 that you got a DA in Manhattan that actually said that he's going to go after Trump. I mean, come on. There's been so many people there in Manhattan that they have been talking about doing this since the very moment he came down those escalators. Speaker McCarthy did take a stand.
Speaker McCarthy is calling into question the progressive district attorney who's investigating former President Trump.
This is the weakest case out there. Trying to make a misdemeanor a felony. The timeline doesn't work because it's too long past. And doing it after a person for political purposes.
McCarthy adds that he's directing House committees to investigate Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg's office and whether Bragg is using federal money for the investigation.
Okay, well, we'll figure all of this out as we are watching minute by minute some reports that could be coming out of Manhattan here. Now, the House actually, this kind of got their attention, right? They want this New York DA to come in and testify.
The House Judiciary Committee is now demanding New York County District Attorney Alvin Bragg testify before them, calling his apparent move to indict President Trump an abuse of prosecutorial power. Mr. Trump himself over the weekend stated he expects to be charged Tuesday relating to payments made to an adult actress as part of a non-disclosure agreement. The prosecutor openly believes this amounted to a campaign finance crime.
Now, we've heard DeSantis, I played to the audio, say he's going to stay out of it. I read somebody today at the Daily Mail Online saying that DeSantis would have to sign an extradition request. Don't know if that's true or not, but he would be to the MAGA crowd worse than Mike Pence, I think, signing. If a governor does have to sign that, I don't know. This was just something that came out of all the chaos today. They're talking about people calling to surround Mar-a-Lago or block traffic to prevent his arrest because Trump did say protest, protest, protest. That's a trap. Don't fall into that trap. You know that's a trap, don't you? Tell me you know that's a trap. I remember Rush, what would he call him, the low information voters, and he would normally mean Democrats, but there's also low information Republicans. It'd be like, well, he said protest, let's go burn it down, CNN in Atlanta, let's go. And then all the Democrats would be like, see, we told you so. Look, if you can't smell this trap, then you're just a coyote in the wild that has never heard of spring action traps. And I say that because I watched a documentary, Trapper Jake, I think it's on Amazon too, on Prime there, a 95-year-old trapper. And boy, this is a trap that they developed. And I couldn't believe this documentary actually showed. And listen, when you get stuck in a trap, here's what they can do to you. I'm going to tell you what I saw in this documentary that I thought they were going to cut the camera, because this 95-year-old trapper, and he looks exactly like a 95-year-old trapper that's still out there moving and trapping would look like. A geezer, right? Well-refined, at the end of the documentary, I was like, man, that guy's incredible. But when you get caught in a trap, he comes up with this metal pole. And he goes, what I do is I stun them. That's a whack over the head. And then if they don't go down with that, then I flip them over and I break their windpipe. Flip, smack, smack, smack. And the animal is no longer moving. But I really thought they were going to cut it. I'm like, wow, I've never seen that. And they showed it. That's the trap they're setting up. They want to come up. They want to whack you over the head. And if you can still talk, they want to whack your windpipe. Don't fall for it.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. You're listening to the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Trump said it's an unprecedented witch hunt and it's election interference. Alan Dershowitz, Squires tells me here, he was on Glenn Beck's show this morning. And did he keep his underwear on? He had his underwear on? Okay, good. According to Dershowitz, Trump should have no expectations of receiving fair treatment in New York City, a city that's completely controlled by Democrats who continue to be elected despite the crime problem. He said, look, the attorney general of New York ran a campaign to get Trump. Bragg, essentially the same thing. This is 100% political. And Dershowitz is not a Trump supporter. He's looking at it from the outside in here. He said it may have to go to the United States Supreme Court. Okay, he said, worst case scenario, Trump can still run for the presidency, even if he's thrown into prison. He can run for president from prison. He can even serve as president from prison. Hey, we had the Tiger, Lion, what was it, Tiger King? Joe, well, I can't remember his name right, man. Tiger King guy, what was his name? Yeah, he's running for president from prison. Don't worry. Don't waste your time looking up the Tiger King. He can't help it. He's going to do it. And I'm going to think of it before he finds it. People are screaming out, Joe Exotic. People in the car were going, it's Joe Exotic, you idiot. Joe Exotic. He beat me to it. He's running for president from prison. So Dershowitz said Trump could do the same thing, right? It's not funny. This is a very serious time, what's going on right here. Washington Post investigative reporter on projecting. I love to hear all the liberals talking about on what could happen. Here's what could happen.
All I can say is it's totally fake news. Just
if he is charged and indicted under a felony statute in New York City, it's not a violent crime he's charged with. It's a fraud. It's a conspiracy. And that means that he would be given negotiated terms under which to voluntarily turn himself in. Nobody is coming for him with cuffs. You know, he has the opportunity to come in a back elevator, back stairs, no perp walk if he chooses. And instead, Donald Trump is really choosing to use this rhetoric to suggest that, you know, jackbooted thugs are coming for him on Tuesday and people have to, you know, stop this from happening.
Are you suggesting that Donald Trump would use something like this for political theater, Carol? How could you?
You liberals are so funny, aren't you? Now, Pence, you gotta listen to what people say and then listen to what they say. Now, Pence called the potential indictment of Trump, he said it's deeply troubling. Then in the next breath, he said, no one is above the law. We got to add all the statements. He said, I'm confident President Trump can take care of himself. My main focus is going to be on the issues that are affecting the American people. Okay. But he did say it was wrong what they're doing. But Trump, Pence, to show that he's getting ready, I think, to make a run. And if he does, he'll talk about his faith a whole lot. And that's rightfully so. And Pence is a former talk show host. You would think he'd be he was in Indianapolis, a talk show host. You'd think he'd be a little more animated to him. But maybe his show was just like how he is. But he threw a couple funnies in here. So, yeah, he did have a little talk show in him. He said, I once invited President Trump to Bible study. He really liked the passage about the smiting and perishing of thine enemies. As he put it, you know, Mike, there's some really good stuff in here. And now, is that being funny or is that calling him a fake Christian? Pence went on to said another funny. I think it's funny. He said, I read that some of those classified documents they found at Mar-a-Lago were actually stuck in the president's Bible, which proves he had absolutely no idea where they were. Now, that's kind of a little harsher, isn't it? Like he doesn't ever open it. Now that okay, is that the speck in your brother's eye? Where you got a big plank in your own right there? Called, hey, he knows him better than we do. I think he said 2 John, or was it 2 Timothy? When he say, oh, 2 Corinthians. It was, anybody that goes to church know that it's, you say second, not 2. But hey, that's all right. Congressman Jim Jordan said that Americans are wise to what's truly going on. He said, God bless President Trump. Real Americans know this is all a sham. Newt Gingrich even coming out talking about the legal system, ignoring everything about Biden, but targeting Republicans, and he called it sick, and it is sick. And it's to get off the headlines, Joe, with the communist Chinese. But hey, guys, that's all right. It all bounced back. Those committees are still looking in. They still got the bank records on you, Joe, and Hunter, and your brother, and your, daughter-in-law, who was then your son's girlfriend, I guess we'll call it. Yeah, it's all intertwined, all that money in the family, right? Trump put this out. And to paint the picture here, because you don't hear his name in the audio, I realized as I was listening to it, but it shows him with military soldiers and families and on Marine, just a highlight of Trump's presidency. And I thought it was really good. Let's go listen.
It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who was actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again. Because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds? Who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly. So that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat.
If they can't beat him, indict him. That's what's going down. We had some crime go down this weekend.
None of them wanted to shoot somebody. None of them wanted to kill anybody that night. What they wanted to do was go home with their families.
Chief Paco Baldarama held a press conference. Second officer involved shooting this month that led to the victim's death. We'll give you what happened and listen to more of what the chief had to say next.
The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Guess we got some rain starting overnight here, and it looked like through most of tomorrow, a really strong chance, like 80% upwards, almost looked like every hour on my phone when I glanced there, but I can already see. Yeah, some storm clouds are already rolling. It's dark here. It was sunny earlier here. And isn't it amazing that right now we're going like, okay, we could use some more rain for the underground aquifers, but we got too much on top right now. So we, for the first time ever, I guess I'm going to say, in my memory of living in California, and I've lived here 28 years all combined over my life, first time I remember saying need to stop the rain. But it's coming. Now, if we just had ways to capture all this above ground water storage, remember those conversations? Yes, indeed. Now, I lived in California. I was in high school in Ridgecrest in the 82, 83 wet year. But I, you know, that blurs. I don't remember. And deserts are always in drought, right? That's what a desert is, drought. Selma police, sad story, investigating shooting. It sent 2 teens to the hospital Friday night. We got so many kids with guns now. It looks like I don't know if we have any charts or any graphs, any figures yet about the use of handguns being fired, a bullet being fired at the end of any kind of weapon, and see if that age is dropping down. And because they put so many regulations on, you know, releasing anything about minors and kids with crime. Police responded to calls for a shooting at 5 o'clock Friday near Locust Street in Selma. Cops showed up, found the first victim suffering from a gunshot wound. He was in a nearby alley. And when we think about this, you know, I just gave you the description of that trapper, the 95-year-old trapper that I saw, and how disturbing it was. And, you know, I've never been a hunter. I've never gone out and killed an animal. But I'm normally not that squeamish about, you know, things that natural in life. I watch National Geographic, you know, the animals killing each other. I actually like to watch those kind of shows about how wild nature is. I watched a little clip this weekend. A lion got caught out on a rock out in an African river that got flowing. And I guess he was maybe resting from swimming. He didn't see all the hippos that surround him. Boy, they came up and attacked that lion. I was like, that's nature going after each other, man. He got away and was swimming away out of nowhere. Ooh, another one pops up out of the water. Like, you could, these things are huge. And he still got away, though. Out there, but the, you know, seeing that trapper hit that coyote though in a fox and he over the head with that metal thing and then break their windpipe. Imagine these officers. I mean, nobody died in this, but having to come up and just see a kid with a gunshot wound from a shotgun, you know, that's. And we're going to get to that reaction with Chief Alderama with the story that happened here in Fresno, but. You know, I don't think they ever get used to that. You would not get used to it, even if you've seen it multiple times. I've never seen a human with a gunshot wound. They said a second teen gunshot victim was found near the apartment complex. Both taken to the hospital for their injuries. Conditions are unknown. No suspects are currently in custody. Now, late Saturday night, right at a substation, Southwest Substation, Kearney Palm Shopping Center at Fresno and B Street, three Fresno police officers shot and killed a man with a knife outside there. They said, Chief Alderama, that there were two officers, actually a supervisor and an officer. They were out there talking right outside the station, and that's when they noticed a white male, approximately in his 40s, kind of looking kind of strange, suspicious, standing by one of our gates. And a police station is a secure facility. And really no reason, the chief said, why a civilian would be standing in that area. They made contact with him. He produced a knife, and this happened to be about a 7-inch fixed blade, similar to a Bowie knife that he had in his hand, and he was noncompliant. The officers communicated with him, tried to de-escalate, and at the point they started approaching the officers with that knife, made movements aggressive, forced to discharge their weapons. The man died at the hospital.
Now, keep in mind, we have a 33-year-old white male who lost his life this weekend. You know, we feel bad. Our hearts go out to not only him, but his family members. Our hearts and prayers also go out to the three officers who were involved. Okay, they are shaken up. They woke up that morning without the intention to take anybody's life, but they had to put on a vest, a gun, and a badge, and go out and protect their community.
Yeah, we think of them from TV shows, you know, that they just come home and throw their keys and their badge down and pour a drink and turn on a turntable and sit in the darkness. And they have lives, and they have to funnel all this away. They got kids, they got things they do in the community. And to just see something like that, like I was talking about, just seeing a kid with a gunshot wound in an alley and then having to go to a school play the next day, you know, that it messes with your mind. And I'm sure this happened. And Chief Alderama was talking about the effect of that. They didn't come to work knowing they were going to take somebody's life. I'm sure Attorney General Bonta will do all he can to make their lives as living hell as he can. That man up there, I tell you. Here's the chief describing.
They tried to engage with him. Hey, what's going on? There was no feedback or no engagement from the person. That's when Mr. Jackson produced a knife, which I saw myself. It looked to be about a 7-inch fixed blade Bowie style knife, and he had it in his hand. He was asked multiple times to drop the weapon and to get on the ground, and that sadly didn't happen. Police officers do have additional less lethal options at certain distances. Once Mr. Jackson closed the distance and was too close to them and made an aggressive movement, they were forced to use their weapons.
Oh, I'm sure Attorney General Bonta is going to say, you had enough distance to pull out your taser. You had enough distance to pull out your baton. Oh, they can't carry batons. I don't think they can now. I think those were actually taken away, if I'm correct, right? You know they're going to question things like this, right?
None of them wanted to shoot somebody. None of them wanted to kill anybody that night. What they wanted to do was go home to their families.
I really... we're blessed to have Chief Paco Baldarama here in his outlook and view when it comes to law enforcement and life here.
Now, for those who are being critical, I understand it. You know, the criticism is going to happen. Anytime there's a high-profile incident, there's going to be questions, there's going to be criticism, and who better to be the scapegoat than the police department? Because we should get it right 1,000% of the time. We should be perfect in everything that we do, and quite frankly, that's not the case.
No, it's not. It's quick action. It's not like football where we slow it down and rewind it and shoot at his head. 2 feet in. Look, right there. See? Go back. Go back. Aha. Look, oh, this call's going to be over. They don't have that luxury. A man's coming at you with a knife, or if a man's put a bullet into your bulletproof vest and into your patrol car as well, in the shooting that happened up on Herndon a few weeks ago, that Attorney General Bonta has now turned into an investigation of saying it was an unarmed man. How's an unarmed man shoot bullets back? I mean, that's the first thing, right? So we don't know what. I'm just gonna tell my theory that maybe he shot, whatever, hit the cops, hit the car, and this is chaos going on. Maybe he ducked down after he shot, right? He could duck, you shoot, you duck down. Maybe he turns and runs, and when he turned and ran, the gun fell by the car, and he's like, I'm going to get out of here, and bam, bam, he got hit. I'm just making this up in my head. But, I mean, what other way do you shoot somebody and then have the attorney general say they didn't have a gun? I'm sure body cam hopefully will show this. Now, somebody took a picture or a video from that parking lot right there, that Walmart parking lot, where you see him for a moment, and then he moves to the right out of the scene. So, like, he was fleeing from the police. So that's the only reason that I came up with that theory. But, yeah, this scrutinization, it's wrong.
And for too many years, police departments have been the proverbial easy button for society. We respond to homeless calls. We respond to crisis calls. We respond to individuals who have mental health issues. And it shouldn't be us. It should be individuals who are trained to do this type of work. But you know what? There's nobody out there. There's nobody out there that can don a bulletproof vest, have less than lethal weapons on them, be a psychologist, be a professional, and also have the law enforcement background. There's no such position in America.
Mm-hmm. That's honest, guys. An 11-year-old boy was cited after Clovis police said he set fire to Music Park in Clovis. 11-year-old. Now, my kids start fires. Kids are fascinated with matches. I remember my little brother, we lived in Waco, Texas, with my little sister, my mom and dad, and I were in the living room, and we were like, somebody smell something burn? I don't even know who noticed it, but the middle kid, my little brother, oh yeah, he was playing with matches in the closet. So I know kids do that. My brother's not a pyromaniac, didn't grow into one. But an 11-year-old going and setting, they said that he lit some paper on fire with a lighter on the playset. But how do we go from lighting? I've tried to light fires in my fire pit with wood that is not wet, with papers. I've gone and gotten charcoal that's pre-light, you know, and I've tried that. I've had times where I can't. I'll say it's not very manly to admit, I have not been able to start that fire. And I've given up, and I'm like, how does an 11-year-old boy with some paper and a lighter light an entire park, a playset? I didn't know those playsets. You would think I'm picturing the big plastic playsets that have some metal on them, right? I would not, I guess, flammable. He lit it on fire. And they were called out Saturday at 5:30, found the jungle gym fully engulfed in flames. I wonder if they'll find out he had something to accelerate that fire. I know that just seems, with you know, just some paper and a lighter that you could light an entire jungle gym. It just doesn't seem like it's that. And if those are that flammable, maybe we need to look into these. These investigators tracked him down and cited him to police probation team, which handles juvenile offenses. The park will be closed till further notice. That should be a little time scare tactic, right? Little scare tactic. Really glad no loss of life. I go back to the two boys. Remember getting off from the fire they set, and the firemen came in, and some of them died. And I'm sorry, I'm not remembering the town at the moment, but my word, is it Porterville? Thank you, Agent Squires. Porterville Library. That's right. Well, what was good for ag has also been bad for some farmers out there. Too much water. Some crops have been devastated. I'll give you the latest warnings that are going down in the South Valley next.
The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
You know what? If I could do a Glenn Beck whiteboard on the things that Agent Squires and I have sat here and talked about over the last Trump years, we'd write up, I think one of the things you would agree with me, we'd write up there is, no matter what's in the news, Trump can make it about him. Right? Agreed. He does it all the time, doesn't he?
The circus continues. I mean, look, he only profits and does well in chaos and turmoil.
That's Chris Christie there talking about. And it's he's a rhino. I mean, he could actually wear the outfit and be mistaken as one. But I have to agree with that right there. I think Trump actually thrives in chaos. Now, I know that not to the degree of paying hush money to, and Mike from Clovis, thank you for calling in, giving us the proper term liberals have given us these days, hush payment to a sex worker, right? That, you know, we're going along that route here. Now, we have never, ever, ever, never, ever seen something that would be a misdemeanor go to this felony level that they're actually talking about here. And I know that we have people that we've known in our lives. Maybe we've even had times in our lives. Maybe you actually are one of those individuals. You do know people that their fuel, their energy is kind of chaotic. I'm not going to say they create chaos all the time, but it seems like chaos follows them. There were times, yeah, I've got, maybe I could even say some decades in my life I could throw myself in that category. But the fuel of it, and I would say that is Trump, right? I think he, if it's smooth, he needs to create something that would create energy for him to do his thing, which is, let's just hear Christie again.
The circus continues. I mean, look, he only profits and does well in chaos and turmoil.
Chaos and turmoil can be actually turned into generating the news in your name. Chaos and turmoil generating the news in your name. Think how much they've talked about him. I bet you he's the number one most talked about news thing since. I bet if we compared 9/11 over a few years, what we talked about compared to that, right? It would probably be, Trump would probably come out in the lead in that category. I know I was going to talk about Tulare County's ag here, and I will before the show's over, but to you farmers out there, I probably too many times talked about the great blessing, and it is, but man, there's a lot of farmers out there that have had their crops destroyed, and it's not over yet. There's actually been some releasing of some of the restrictions now. Not mandatory evacuations, but just warnings are out there to be ready. And more rain coming is not a good addition to that story. We'll talk more about it as well. And yes, now officially it's spring, right? That means spring break, I guess, because they're fighting it up in the schools. They need a break. We'll talk about the violence in schools in Fresno next.